This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ask Me Anything from our live event last Tuesday on Reddit. But before I do that, I want to remind viewers and listeners, today is the last day of the Tim Kennedy special on a lot of the top nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off on BrainForce, 15% off on Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, and of course, 15% off on Secret 12, pure organic sublingual vitamin B12 underneath the tongue. That is a huge discount on these already discounted products. And as you know, the profit we make from it is how we're able to get more reporters, more correspondents, have more investigative journalists, and do what we're doing right here. InfoWars, over and over again, is at the very tip of the spear in the forefront of defending human liberty. I don't want to have to expand in the face of tyranny. I hope that others would have done it, but because we are the most successful out there, except for people like Drudge or a few others, we have a responsibility to be as hardcore as possible and to do everything we can. And I want to thank you for your support. That's why we bring you the very best products at the lowest prices we can, whether it's high-quality storable food or water filtration systems, or, you know, the good halogen like X2. Everything we do is a derivative of our deep research into the globalist and things they don't want us to know about. So take advantage today at InfoWarsLife.com on 15% off on many of the leading nutraceuticals that we provide you there with. And again, I want to thank all the viewers, all the listeners, all the supporters for what you've done in the past, because you built InfoWars. You built these studios. You built the infrastructure that would allow freedom-fighting patriots to have a platform to get on an even playing field, or somewhat of an even playing field, like David and Goliath, at least get in the same arena with the New World Order and take action. So the Tim Kennedy special running right now ends tonight at midnight at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, or by simply calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
How do you feel about the Democratic Party's need to fix inner-city communities while never addressing the root of the cause?
Well, Obama's doubled unemployment, I mean, on his watch for black Americans, African Americans, because they want to keep them dependent. They don't ever want you to get out of that. So absolutely, their whole program is make us dependent. Obama went to Africa and said you can't have air conditioning or cars. I mean, this is about austerity. These are selling us to end innovation. The elite have gotten enough innovation. They're done. They're going to live forever, merge with machines, they think. So why should you have innovation? That's my answer. Leanne?
Well, I agree. I think also, too, the gay community can kind of see now, it's like they take all these little minority groups and you're like their pet project until they don't need you anymore. And so they support you only to the extent that they can convince to get more government power in order to help you.
Exactly. Instead, we need individual freedom, mm-hmm. whether you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Easter Bunny, purple, polka dotted. Everybody has these freedoms, period. And then it doesn't matter because individuals have that freedom. But government wants us all boxed up in little groups they claim they're catering to.
Well, it's easier to control a large group of people who are all thinking the same and acting the same and will do whatever you tell them. It's harder to control individuals.
Exactly, where you have little minders that tell them what the new language is.
Right.
Leanne, I take it you're not looking forward to the Alamo Drafthouse female urinals?
It's just impossible. And, like, I don't care about the transgender issue. Obviously, I know transgender people. I know quite a few. I think that there's, like, a doctor in town who performs. I mean, because there is a huge transgender community in Austin.
Well,
I don't care.
We're not against it. It's like, holy hell, leave us alone.
That's
man.
Not the problem. The problem is, what are the logistics of getting a woman to stand up to pee? Like, how do you even do that?
I think they're just trying
it's
to
just like
push
insulting.
It. I'm just trying to, I think they're just trying to see how far they can push this.
That's it. No, it's getting us all fine.
Well, he wanted some feedback, and he got it.
He did. C-SPAN Spam says, a few weeks ago, you said on Coast to Coast that you've spoken with Trump about resisting the globalists. Can you expound on that?
Well, I've spoken to Trump on air, and I know that my message has been relayed to him. I'm not getting any private discussions here. Trump knows what's going on with the globalist. Either he's telling me he knows, and doesn't know, or he's playing a double cross with stories for real. I don't know. All I know is he's got the establishment really upset and really scared. And I like Donald Trump, and I'm going to be supporting Donald Trump.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder, another word, another time, this life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Tuesday, June 21st, 2016, our fourth hour. We're going to be going to some of the callers that Alex did not get to in the earlier part of the show. We're going to talk to them in the next segment. Before we do, just noticed this article that was on Drudge Report. Of course, we have it up on InfoWars as well. Secret Service says a raging Hillary Clinton threw a Bible at a colleague. Now, you know, I guess we could call her a bitter flinger because we've heard Barack Obama talk about all those bitter clingers who cling to their guns and their Bibles. He doesn't have a problem with those who cling to their guns, their bombs, and their Qurans, does he? No, it's just the people who have guns and Bibles that they're concerned about. But, of course, I think it all boils down to temperament, doesn't it? We see that when we had these four gun control measures defeated yesterday in the Senate, she had a one-word response. Enough. That's what Hillary Clinton said. enough. Now, what does she mean by that, enough? She mean enough for the democratic process? I'm going to do it as a dictator with executive orders when I become president? I don't really care what your elected representatives say. I don't really care about the Constitution. Enough for the democratic process, enough for the Constitution. I'm going to do it myself. See, I think that's her temperament, quite frankly. And, of course, she threw this at a Secret Service agent's head. That's the most amazing thing about this, I think, is all the abuse that she flings and hurls at those who are risking their lives to protect her. That's the arrogance, the self-centeredness of this woman, of these people in power. It's just absolutely amazing to me. They say being assigned to Hillary Clinton's detail was, quote, a form of punishment handed down by passive-aggressive middle management. You know, it's kind of like Hogan's Heroes, you know, where if you screw up, you're going to get sent to the Russian front. Well, you know, with Hillary Clinton, with the Secret Service, you screw up, you're going to get sent to Hillary Clinton's security detail. You don't want that. Okay, she's gonna come at you with everything. And the interesting thing is, too, we got a report today from the Washington Post, Chris Zilla, pointing out that Hillary Clinton has set a new record. 200 days since she last held a press conference. Last time she held a press conference, not a single vote had been cast in the presidential primaries. That's how long it's been. That's the arrogance, the insularity of this woman, the unaccountability of this woman. She's had enough for the democratic process. Of course, we've heard this many times from Barack Obama. You know, these guys, they just can't get the answer that I want. Now, I want them to do this, and they don't do it, so I'm going to do an executive order. I'm just going to do an end around the Congress. I don't really care about your elected representative. You elected me as dictator. As dictator-in-chief, so I'm going to do whatever I wish. Now, the Senate has rejected 4 gun control measures, and this is all centering around these so-called watch lists. And understand a couple of things. Number one, it's fine if we want to investigate somebody and put somebody on a terror watch list and say, well, we're going to secretly investigate this person. And, of course, the FBI has said, we don't want you to block their gun purchases necessarily because we're investigating them and we don't want them to know that they're being investigated. Well, if they got a legitimate reason to investigate somebody to some degree, that's okay. But the biggest problem with this is the fact that they are now assessing penalties based on you being on this secret watch list. So now this is punishment. Now this is going beyond the Constitution. This is taking away our Sixth Amendment to due process. And, of course, we already have that, don't we? We already have a no-fly list. So they put you on this secret list, and then on the basis of you being on this list, you are now judged to be a risk to society, as if you'd had due process, as if you had had a public trial, as if you had been able to confront your accusers, as if you had been able to call witnesses in your defense, as if you had been able to have a real public trial, and they assess penalties on you. But before any of that has happened. And so we have this pre-crime situation here, and they want to extend it now to something else. Why? Because we tolerated this with the no-fly list. Just as we now have this Supreme Court decision coming out, and I agree, I found myself agreeing with Sotomayor. I'm absolutely amazed, but she was absolutely right, but in the minority in the Supreme Court. They had a 5-3 majority opinion that said that illegal stops are fine, and we can arrest people. We can use things that we find in an illegal stop where we don't have probable cause, where we don't have a search warrant. We can use all that stuff to come after somebody. And she said, by legitimizing conduct that produces a double consciousness, this case tells everyone, white, black, guilty, innocent, that an officer can verify your legal status at any time. It says your body is subject to invasion while courts excuse a violation of your rights. It implies you are not a citizen of a democracy, but the subject of a carceral state just waiting to be cataloged. You see, gun owners need to understand this. That we cannot allow all of our civil liberties to be taken. The Bill of Rights either stands together or we will lose all of our rights. Remember, beginning of the Republic, we will hang together or we will hang separately. the pictures that showed the 13 colonies like a snake that was chopped up and said, join or die. Stand together or you're going to die. And that is true of our individual liberties as well. The Bill of Rights and the Constitution stands collectively together or we lose everything. The gun owners lose their rights. Other people lose their civil liberties. If the gun owners won't stand against the encroachment on our civil liberties in the name of the war on drugs, then don't expect to keep your Second Amendment either. You're going to lose your First Amendment. You're going to lose your Second Amendment. You're going to lose all of them. You either get all of these, the Constitution is taken as a whole, the Bill of Rights taken as a whole. These are principles about individual liberty. They're guarantees of our individual liberty that were given to us, that we possess as individuals, as human beings, as children of God. Okay? There are natural rights. If we allow you to take them in one area, then they're going to go everywhere. We need to understand that, left and right. And so we need to stand against all these infringements. We can't allow them to piecemeal take our freedoms like they do with the airport, for example. When she starts to talk about this, and of course, the situation is they were surveilling a house. They saw a guy come out of the house. They didn't have a warrant for him. They detained him. They found an outstanding arrest warrant for a traffic violation. Then they search further. They find some drugs, and then they arrest him. Now, the Utah Supreme Court said, no, they didn't have probable cause. And yet, in an opinion written by Clarence Thomas, who normally I agree with, okay, he takes a very authoritarian approach. He says, all the evidence suggests that the stop was an isolated instance of negligence on the part of the police that occurred in connection with a bona fide investigation of a suspected drug house. Well, I would say if it's an isolated instance of neglect, then why would the Supreme Court look at this? The Supreme Court doesn't look at isolated incidents. The Supreme Court looks at something that has broad implications. So that is doublespeak at the very beginning. But then Sotomayor said this. She says, do not be soothed by the opinion's technical language. This case allows the police to stop you on the street, to demand your identification, to check it for outstanding traffic warrants, even if you're doing nothing wrong. Oh, we know that is happening. That's happening everywhere. It's going to happen even more extensively. And it happens at the airport. I have to prove my innocence as if I'm a criminal to these people before I can travel at the airport. And it's the travel security or safety or whatever they are, the TSA. I don't even know or care what they call themselves. They're unconstitutional. They are an affront to the Fourth Amendment. The TSA and these airport security procedures must go for this same reason. She goes on to say, being stopped on the street is more than just a small indignity. So is it at the airport. So is it at the airport. She said the officer can search a citizen's bag. Oh, really? Okay. I've had that happen pretty much every time I go to any public event anymore. Order him or her to stand helpless, perhaps even conduct a frisk. This involves more than just a pat-down as onlookers pass by, she says. The officer may feel with sensitive fingers every portion of your body. A thorough search may be made of your arms and armpits, your waistline, your back, your groin, an area of the testicles, entire surface of the legs down to the feet. Okay? Yeah. That happens every day in airports. When are we going to realize that? So we stand together or we hang separately. And our liberties stand together or they hang separately. Now, after they lost these gun control measures, Obama comes out and says, well, we're still going to have gun reform. Gun reform. They call it gun control. He's calling it gun reform. He says, being tough on terrorism means making it harder for people to get their hands on assault weapons. No, getting tough on terrorism means that you don't bring them in, Imam Obama. You don't bring the terrorists into this country. You don't stand down our defenses against vetting and checking people who are coming into this country. That's getting tough on terrorism. Getting tough on terrorism means getting tough on the terrorists, not focusing on one simple tool. And it's not the most devastating tool they can use. But we still have a push forward on the assault weapons ban. Not only do we have Fox News pushing on it with all these different anchors, we've got Greta Carlson pushing for an assault weapon ban. We've got Bill O'Reilly pushing for an assault weapon ban, you know, because it's one of these things like nuclear weapons, you know, an assault weapon. It's dangerous. I mean, you're going to let people have nuclear weapons and bombs and hand grenades? No, you can't have that. And so an assault weapon is like that, says Bill O'Reilly as he's talking to Donald Trump. And now we've got states, New York and Connecticut, have enacted assault weapons ban. And the Supreme Court, as it's been changed with the new majority, they refuse to hear those cases, allowing those to stand. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go do your calls in just a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that today is the last day of our Tim Kennedy special. That's 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, we selected these products because these are the ones that Tim Kennedy uses in his Special Forces UFC training. These are the products that he singled out as the things that he could feel making the biggest difference feeling it right away. And so we've offered these products, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12, 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Today is the last day for that sale. Again, you can go to our website at InfoWarsLife.com. You can see the hundreds of five-star reviews, tell you how these help other people, as well as Tim Kennedy. But Tim Kennedy, of course, is a professional athlete. He trains for hours a day, and he said he could feel this immediately when he took these, and he passed it through the UFC and had them take a look at it. They said, "Those, that's absolutely fine. There's nothing in there we would have a problem with you taking." And so we put that together as a package, 15% off, but that ends today. That special 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 ends today at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to your calls right now. Steve in Ohio, you had called earlier about the Trump assassination attempt. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, David?
Doing good.
Well, my point was is I honestly don't think that they're going to try to assassinate Trump. And the reason that I think that they're not going to do it is because it's too obvious. If they were to do something like that, or, you know, he would be in some sort of accident, or, you know, you name it, any possibility, the finger would immediately be pointed at these different groups and organizations and the different people who have come out and basically just, you know, supported it, you know, in mainstream media, on the internet, and everywhere. And the media just kind of pushes it, you know, in hopes that maybe somebody hears it and gets inspired by it and actually does something. Or maybe
that's true.
A cover, or maybe that's even a cover, and they do plan to do something. I don't know, but I
think it would be obvious, but we've had other assassination attempts in the past that were obvious as well, you know. I mean, look at JFK. Did that keep them from doing it? Look at the situation in the UK, the Brexit poll. Do you think that that was something that was orchestrated by people who want to see Brexit lose, or was that just lucky for them that that happened exactly 1 week before the election there? You think they would kill one of their own in order to, that's a little less obvious, isn't it? Even though they've used that that card in the past, we saw the same thing happen. And we had an article a couple of days ago on InfoWars.com, Martin Armstrong. That's an article from Zero Hedge. He pointed out that a similar thing happened back in 2003. There was a lady, Anna Lind. She was a Swedish social democrat politician. She is being groomed for leadership positions there. She was the voice in favor of Sweden joining the euro. And just as she was going to a debate that night, she was attacked with a knife in a department store and killed. Similar situation of what happened to this young lady. Certainly, I don't think that when you've got trillions of dollars at stake here for these multinational corporations, the power that is at stake for these governments, I don't think that there's anything that these people would not do, including using one of their own as a sacrificial lamb to get sympathy for their cause, to demonize the other side. And that's precisely what we've seen happen for the last week and is going to happen right up to the vote. They're going to be having playing this prejudice card. They've flagged the Brexit people as being a campaign of hate. So they've used it to tar the entire movement. What do you think about that?
I don't think anything's off the table, and I'm certain that that was orchestrated. They pulled that off, the timing and everything. It was too perfect. And then you see the polls drop, and the whole thing was set up in the beginning. They were set up to fail. That's exactly.
Yeah, we even see newspapers there saying MP dead after attack by Brexit gunman. they come out in the newspaper. That's the headlines. A Brexit gunman killed her. I mean, this guy was, you know, he could barely tie his own shoes, all of his neighbors said, right? He was a gardener. He didn't know anything that was going on. But we're supposed to believe that this guy immediately, again, the usual suspects, the Southern Poverty Law Center and some white supremacist groups both come out and say, oh, yeah, he got stuff from us back in 1999. So what's that, 17 years ago? This guy who is mentally incapacitated, who's been on meds, who is, and if you're on meds, folks, it's very easy for them to take you off of those meds, to switch those things out, to program you, whatever. I mean, this guy supposedly for 17 years who can't tie his own shoes and carry on a conversation, he made his own gun, and then he sat on it for 17 years until the time was right to do this. I mean, none of this, none of this makes any sense. I mean, I smell the rat big time. Stay with us. We're going to go to our other callers. Thank you, Steve. We're going to go to Pam and Scott when we come back. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
First of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostate Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX, Nathan.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So, and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go to our callers, Pam in Tennessee, Scott in California, in just a moment. Before we do, I just want to remind you again that today is the last day for the Tim Kennedy Special. That's 15% off Supermail Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, those are the things that we have chosen because Tim Kennedy, and we call it the Tim Kennedy Special, because he talked about how much those particular supplements helped him in his professional training. His professional athlete trains for 3 hours a day, and he said those particular products especially, he could feel the difference in those. So we've got those 15% off. Today, however, is the last day. Supermail Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12, 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have Hillary for Prison t-shirts. Don't forget, get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt, limited edition, 50% off for 1 week only. Get the next one for 75% off. You can fill all these public demonstrations and gatherings and rallies. You can fill them with Hillary for Prison t-shirts. And you can tell everybody enough, because that was what Hillary said when people in the Senate refused to throw the Second Amendment under the bus. She said enough, enough. So I think it's enough. I think we've had enough crimes from Hillary. I think it's time for Hillary to go to prison. It's enough. And it's enough if you get 50% off and 75% off for the second one. And that's a one-week-only special. Great time to get your Hillary for Prison T-shirts. Let's go now to Pam in Tennessee. You wanted to talk about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pam. Hello.
With you.
Hey,
hello?
How you doing? All right, good.
Can you hear me,
we're
David?
On. I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been waiting to talk to you. I love your reporting.
Oh, thank you.
And I think you're kind of the anchor for Alex as far as, you know, to keep him even keel. You're wonderful. My parents like you, too, I want to say. Thing with the assassination with Trump, I think we need to kind of quell that. And my big question is, with all the movies that are coming out about 12 Years a Slave, which is something to ruffle the feathers of racial tension in the country.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about coming out with a brand new Roots series.
And we're going to do that. They're not just talking about it. It's going to be, it's going to happen. Yeah.
And I was wondering, because I remember seeing that when I was younger, and that created tension between the blacks and the whites. It made me feel bad.
Yeah.
I remember walking around feeling bad, and it was something that had nothing to do with me. But yet,
did you free your slaves, Pam?
I watched 12 Years a Slave, and my mom said she couldn't even watch it. It was so graphic.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, oh, you would not believe what a racial tension kind of a movie that was, because I said there's so many blacks that are going to watch that, and it's going to stir those emotions in them. And then my main question, okay, coming to this, no matter who gets elected as president, or whether or not the election is actually held up, because there could high probability be racial tensions that break out. There could be more terrorist plots that come to surface, and you could actually have racial divisions that maybe might call for martial law.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's the whole point. That's why they want to create these divisions, is so that they can have an excuse to call for martial law. That's why we had 9/11, so they can have the so-called Patriot Act. Yeah, absolutely.
And I where Obama, you know, I can see him very easily saying, well, to be identified, you must come get your chip. You know, I mean, I predict this out of this guy. But what about Mr. Trump? Has anybody put the question to him, in time of a civil emergency, what would his plan be?
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody ask him that. And that's one of the things that I'm concerned about with Donald Trump, is his understanding to and commitment civil liberties and the Bill of Rights. I mean, clearly there is a choice in this election. Number one, we know that the establishment is all out for the tools that are going to give them the next step to global governance, and that's the trade treaties that they call them. But of course, they're about sovereignty, just as we see what's happening in the European Union with Brexit. We understand that that's about sovereignty, and I've got an interesting article here from the Washington Post that really puts it in those issues. They always talk about the economics of it, but it's really about the political sovereignty. And of course, these trade agreements are about internet freedom. They're about our sovereignty. And clearly, you know, if somebody controls your economy, that's a great deal of sovereignty that you've ceded right there. But it goes beyond that. So they always talk about those issues. And so when we're looking at Donald Trump, there's a good reason to vote for Donald Trump, because there is an existential question as to whether or not we're going to continue to exist as a country. That's the question before Britain in the next couple of days. Are they going to continue to exist as a country, or are they going to quietly fade away? And that's the question before us with the election of Donald Trump, with all of these candidates who are coming back against this consolidation into a global governance. So that's a very important reason to vote for him. Nevertheless, on the other side, I am very concerned about his understanding of civil liberties and his commitment to those things. And so, yeah, that could be a very that could be an issue with him as well. Certainly, we see how easy it has been for people like Bill O'Reilly to railroad him on this issue of the terror watch list. Yeah, you know, he doesn't want to sound as if he is supporting terrorists. And you're not a terrorist because they put you on a watch list. You're not a terrorist because they put you on a no-fly list. You're a terrorist if and when you are convicted by a jury in a public trial with due process. That's when you're a terrorist. That's when you punish people on that basis. Until that point, you should not be punishing people before you give them due process. I mean, that's the kind of pre-crime world that we're heading into. So, yeah, that does give me cause for concern. But, you know, Pam, when you're talking about this, you're talking about the different ways that they want to pit one group against the other. These programs that are coming up, I ask you, you know, did you get rid of your slaves, Pam?
I've not been a slave. I don't think I've been a slave. I've worked hard, and I've not ever slaved anybody. I've usually had to end up doing it my own self. If you want it done right, you do it yourself, right?
And, but, of course, that's a rhetorical question. There aren't any white people in the United States that are living, even whose grandparents or probably great-grandparents had slaves, okay? I would say maybe, I don't know, depending on how old you are, maybe your great-grandparents had slaves or whatever, but you haven't had any slaves for generations. But there are people in the Islamic world that still have slaves. You know, we have more slavery now in the world than we did at the time of the Civil War. We were not the only country to have slaves. And when we get this, turn this into a black versus white issue, we ignore the fact that the Islamic and the Arabs states had a great deal to do with the slave trade. They were the ones who captured people out of Africa. And when we were looking at this situation with Muhammad Ali, when he died and everybody was eulogizing him, there was a lady from Somalia who had immigrated to the West. And she said, I could not believe that this man would take the name of people who had and were conducting slavery. She said at the time he changed his name from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, there were slaves, and still are, in Saudi Arabia. And he got rid of the name Cassius Clay. Do you know who Cassius Clay was? Do you know who the original Cassius Clay was? Do you know, Pam?
No, I
don't. Maybe you don't. I didn't know until this came up, and a couple of people mentioned it. I went back and looked at the history of this guy. This was a guy in Kentucky. He was an abolitionist in Kentucky, and it was a hot issue because there were people in Kentucky who wanted to keep people as slaves. But Cassius Clay became an abolitionist, and his family had had slaves, and he rejected that, and he fought against that, and he set up a newspaper, and he was shot in the chest by a guy who was pro-slavery, and he pulled out his Bowie knife and stuck the guy and, you know, threw him in a ditch. And then he set up his newspaper. And he was attacked at the newspaper. So he got a cannon and put it in his printing press room to fight off people and armed it, set it up as an arsenal to defend the Second Amendment, to defend his First Amendment. And eventually he had a group of 60 people overtake that printing press and burn it to the ground. That didn't stop Cassius Clay. He continued to fight as a newspaper guy. He moved his printing press to a neighboring state, where he could do that and still continue to publish, although he had the printing presses elsewhere and still brought the information in. And out of ignorance, and see, that's the thing. Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, was ignorant about history. He didn't know what was his left hand, which was his right hand. He didn't know the people who were against him, and he didn't know the people who were for him. So he got rid of this name, Cassius Clay, because he said, that's a slaver's name. No, it was the name of a guy who risked his life, who put everything on the line to stop slavery. And then Muhammad Ali took the name of people who were keeping slaves at the time. That's the sad thing about not knowing our history, about not knowing our politics. That is the consequence of ignorance. And today, I just took a look at my Twitter feed. I saw a Twitter feed up there about RT, and they got some guy at RT talking about how it's time to get rid of the Second Amendment. And saying, we never had an individual right to keep and own arms until the Supreme Court invented it in 2008 with the Heller D.C. case. That's a total lie. Anybody that knows what's going on in history, we've seen the same thing from Gretchen Carlson at Fox News telling people, You don't have a right to own assault weapons. We need to ban these things. And we didn't even have, guns weren't even invented when the Constitution was written. I mean, that kind of profound ignorance exhibited by Gretchen Carlson, exhibited by Muhammad Ali, is what costs us our birthright of freedom. We can't allow that to happen. That's why this is an information war. People need to understand what our freedoms are based on. They need to understand what our history is. And so you're absolutely right. These efforts that they're pulling out, 12 years as a slave, the reinvention of roots, which, from what they're saying, is going to be far harsher, far more polarizing than the original one was. And that's by design. And, of course, they went to the White House to talk about how it was going to be coming out. This is by design. This is designed to create racial tension, to create hatred, to make people hate you, even though you've never owned slaves, even though you may have had ancestors who fought to free slaves, even though you reject it totally. They want to hold you personally responsible. They want to start a civil war. That's what this is all about. Thank you so much, Pam. I need to move on to Scott in California. Scott, go ahead. Hello, Scott. Do we have Scott? Hey, Scott.
Hey, Mr. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Sorry, I know you've been holding a long time. Go ahead.
That's okay. Oh, that last caller kind of stole my thunder. I kind of had a comment on the same lines. You know, it's my opinion that I think Obama was set up to be martyred because I believe that the subversive leftists really believe that this country is so racist that they would have taken out the first black, you know, candidate. And since that didn't happen, you know, they're looking for other ways. And I think that they feel that Trump has such a following and they feel that his followers are such fanatics that they would probably, you know, make that happen if they took him out. And,
well, it's interesting, you know, all the stuff that we see. And as we see, I've seen a lot of liberal commentators say, look, you know, what do you expect from people? I mean, certainly this is justified. Donald Trump went to Chicago and held a rally there. What nerve to go to Chicago and hold a rally? I mean, certainly you can't have free speech in Chicago, right? And anybody that doesn't hold the majority opinion, they have a right to be beaten in the streets because, you know, this is Bill Ayer's town. I mean, I can't believe the logic that I hear from the left. People saying, well, because he rejects political correctness, because he says it to their face, I'm not going to be confined by your, you know, your politically correct terms. I'm not going to play by your terminology. They always like to play the terminology game. And because he says, I'm not going to abide by that, it's triggered. You know, they're triggered by this. And so that makes him a racist. And it really does make a small minority of them violently angry. And so they say, well, that's his fault. I would say, no, I would say that it's the fault of the people who have programmed them that way to become violently reactive when their prejudices are triggered.
Can I make another point?
Sure.
In my opinion, you know, there's all this fervor about Trump, you know, not liking Mexicans and all that stuff. I wonder if what would happen if he turned the tables on them and said, listen, I love Mexico. You love Mexico. There's a reason why people are fleeing Mexico to come here. Why don't we work with these groups, the La Raza and Mecha, and say, listen, let's take the revolution to Mexico. Let's change Mexico's policies and their politics so that people that love their country can stay there and be prosperous in their own land.
No, absolutely. Well, we don't want to do that in Mexico. We don't want to do that in Syria. And we don't want to do that in the Middle East because that's not the point. See, the point is they want to replace the indigenous populations and the culture and the legal system throughout the West, throughout the U.S., throughout Western Europe. They want to replace it with a different population that is more amenable to their authoritarian regime that sees themselves as benefactors of the government that is unquestionably loyal to them because that government brought them in and brought them into a land of milk and honey. That's why they're doing this. It isn't that they want to help these people. They could easily help these people in their own countries. And, of course, first thing they could do to help Mexico is to stop the war on drugs. I mean, they've had tens of thousands of people die from the war on drugs in Mexico, and that is our own doing. the war that's going on in Syria is something that we started, the actual war that's going on in Syria. So we create the unrest in these countries. And now we're no longer using that as an excuse to invade those countries or to change their form of government. Instead, we use it as an excuse to invade our own country and to change our own form of government. And that's clearly what's going on here. You have to understand, this is about fundamentally changing America, about balkanizing the United States, about creating a new, compliant, dependent population. And that's why they're bringing them here. They could easily, there's a lot of things that they could do because we are one of the biggest irritants in both of those areas. There's a lot of things that we could do to make life better there so that people didn't come here. But we don't want that. That's what our government doesn't want. They want to bring the people here to create a problem. Was there anything else that you wanted to say, Scott, before we move on?
Just that what part of shall not be infringed do people not understand?
Exactly. Exactly. And we have to understand that, I agree with you, we have to understand that shall not be infringed should apply to all of the Bill of Rights. We either keep all of our individual liberties, they all hang together, or we lose everything. If we don't, it's a complete set. And if you think that you can sell off your freedom for security, for prosperity, for comfort, you are a fool. You have the mindset of a slave. You're going to get more than 12 years as a slave. You're going to get generations of slavery if you sell out the Bill of Rights. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in this last segment of the fourth hour. Again, I'll remind you, today is the last day of the Tim Kennedy special. That's 15% off Supermail Vitality, Brainforce, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at what Tim Kennedy says about those supplements, and take a look at the hundreds of five-star reviews you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com about those products. We chose those because he said they were so helpful to him. And again, today is the last day for 15% off Supermail Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have for 1 week only a Hillary for Prison t-shirt special. That's our limited edition. It's 50% off for 1 week only. And you can get a second one then for 75% off. Get your Hillary for Prison t-shirts. Wear them at rallies, at public events. It will be a conversation starter, to say the least. Take your phone with you when you wear your Hillary for Prison t-shirts. But I think it is enough. I think we have had enough of Hillary. I think it's time for Hillary to go to prison. Not the White House, but the big house. Now, let's take a look at this gun control measure, okay? Because it's not all bad news. I mean, we've got some good news. The Senate and gridlock decided that they weren't going to try to override our constitutional rights in the Second Amendment and infringe upon them. But then we also have some states. We have New York and Connecticut that have enacted their own assault weapon bans. And I don't know, even know how they define an assault weapon. That's a vague term. I guess it's anything that scares an anti-gun liberal is considered to be assault. And so any weapon that scares an anti-gun liberal, I guess, would be an assault weapon, I guess. I don't know. Nevertheless, they have enacted some state bans. And the Supreme Court said it is going to allow those to stand. And again, that is because of the new Supreme Court without Scalia. Gun Owners of America, however, pointed out, this is from WND, they pointed out in a public message intended for Congress that in a poll of 15,000 law enforcement officers, they said by a 2-to-1 margin, law enforcement officers in this country favor arming civilians as a better response to crime than expanding background checks. A whopping 91% of the respondents favored armed civilians carrying firearms. That's 15,000 law enforcement officers. I mean, when you have these presidential surveys, understand, they get a margin of error of about 4 or 5%. That includes, they talk to like 400 or 500 people. And then they get that margin of error down a little bit if they talk to more people, okay? This is 15,000 law enforcement officers. Now, what do they know? They know that it takes them a while to get to a shooting or an incident, that they can get there to file a report, but it's very rare that they can be there when this is happening. You need to be able to protect yourself. You need to be able to protect other people. That's why they support it. And they may not know it, but I imagine some of them know what has happened in Venezuela. Remember Venezuela, this bankrupt socialist country that spent $47 million 4 years ago to set up gun control, gun confiscation centers? They've taken the guns from the people in Venezuela because they knew the country was going down the tubes. And what happened? You've now got police officers in Venezuela being hunted down and killed on the streets for their weapons. Some of them don't have weapons when they're off duty. But they kill them anyway, because, hey, you know, maybe they got a weapon, maybe they don't, but, yeah, we'll just go ahead and get them. So, yeah, that's right. That's the way it's going to happen for the police in this country. They don't want to be the only ones with weapons, because then they've got a big target put on their back. And yet we see at the same time, Uber has now banned all their drivers from carrying guns. Why? Because there was an Uber driver in Chicago who pulled out his pistol when a guy started shooting into a crowd, and he shot the guy and stopped the attack. So Uber's response was, we're going to ban all Uber drivers from having guns. Yet another reason not to use that globalist, crony capitalist country's service, company's services if you needed another one. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the nightly news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.